Please pray with me. Precious Father, we give you thanks. We're so grateful for every child that is here, and it warms my heart, as I'm sure it warms the congregation's heart, to see these precious children that we are entrusted with. So we pray over the next few minutes, Lord, as we give attention to your word, that you would open up our hearts and minds, that we would be willing, ready, and able to grow in our faith and learn what it means to please you. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Somewhere in a distant land, there was a big bad wolf and three little pigs. And one day, this big bad wolf, he got really hungry. And so he went looking for food. So he went knocking on three houses. The first house, he knocked. He said, little pig, let me in. And the little pig said, and he huffed and he puffed and he blew that house down because it was made of straw. So then he went to the next house. He said, little pig, let me in. And he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down because it was made of wood. Then he made it to the final house and he knocked on the door and he said, little pig, let me in. Unlike the first two houses, there was a different outcome. This house, you see, was made of brick. How important is the materials that we use to build our houses? Very. See, friends, there's a big bad wolf out there called the world. And it's interested in your children. And so this sermon is just going to be a short challenge for the parents out there, those who are entrusted to care for the children. And the Bible gives us some materials that we should use when instructing our children. Way back in Genesis, in the 18th chapter, we read these words, "For I have chosen him," speaking of Abraham, "so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he had spoken." Righteousness and justice. That was the job of Abraham to instill into his children. And like Abraham, if we want to raise up godly children, we are to instill these two qualities, these two materials into our children. So let's just take a moment and look at these two words, righteousness. I'm not sure what goes through your mind when you think of the word righteousness, but I'm interested to know what goes through the mind of God when he instructs Abraham what the word righteousness means. The word righteous in the Old Testament in this passage is pronounced tzedekah. Turn to your neighbor and say, tzedekah. God bless you. Tzedekah, or righteousness, just simply means your day-to-day living. It is your personal conduct. It's your relationships with your family. It is your relationships with those at work. It is your relationships with those at play. It's basically encompassing your entire life. Are you a decent human being? Do you treat people fairly? Do you care for the needy and the sick? Are you interested in the common good, or are you just only selfish? This is one of the key qualities that Abraham is to instill into his child. And friends, this is one of the key materials that we are to instill into our children. Righteousness. Righteousness. The second quality is justice. Justice. Mishpat, used over 200 times in the Old Testament. Now, this has a couple meanings. The first is to treat people equitably. Simple enough. It's just giving people what they're due, and whether that's punishment or protection. It just doesn't mean you're out to get people. It's that you treat people fair. It's really what we think of when we think about Lady Justice with the blinders on. But see, there's also another meaning for Mishpat. It's not just to treat people fairly. It also means to give people their rights. Now, why is this important? I'll tell you why this is important. Every time you see this word in the Old Testament, it's next to a group of people. And you know who those groups are? The poor, the needy, the widows, the orphans, the brokenhearted, the down and outs. So you see what Abraham is instilling in his son is this. Don't just be selfish. Don't just look out for your own interests. Look out for others. Here's another way to say it. Give a voice to the voiceless. What an incredible quality to pass on to our children. Speak up for those who do not have a voice. Help those in need. The world isn't all about you. It's about helping others. And truly, as I read this passage, I realize this is from the book of Genesis. It truly is mesmerizing to me. The fact that we find this in the Old Testament way back in Genesis. See, I don't think that their society was exactly like ours. Luckily, we live in a society that for the most part is decent. We get this. Even if we don't know what's going on, we sort of want our kids to live this way. But if we were to leave the United States and go in some places of the world, righteousness and justice do not happen. So imagine now the example of Abraham and his family with his children being lights, being salt. They must have stood out like sore thumbs. And friends, I think that's the point. When your children are at school and there's someone being bullied, righteousness and justice, instill it in your children. Give that person a voice. Have them stand with them. Now, this is all great. These are great concepts. But there's something deeper, and that's this. The greatest way that we can teach this as parents and grandparents and even as a church is not just to talk about it. It's to live it. We are called to own our faith. And Abraham was called to own his faith. And I get the idea that righteousness and justice were already a part of his life. These things were already happening in the life of Abraham. For I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. Guess what Guess what his son saw as he looked up? He saw his dad and his mother living this way. Abraham owned his faith. And so it wasn't just about the words. It was about seeing this in action. And so this is a challenge for all of us in this room to live our faith. Don't just talk about it one day of the week on Sunday. Now, do not get the wrong idea. This isn't about being perfect. When we say live your faith, live it. It's okay for your kids to see you mess up. Just follow up with them. Hey, mommy lost her patience. I said something I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, I'll try better. That's okay. That's okay. In fact, that's good. Let them know that you're human and you love Jesus, but you're going through this thing called life, and life is tough. What's really interesting about this is, as I've dwelled on this, something else started to stand out a little bit. And I'll close with this. I get the feeling that these qualities are really close to God's heart. I think that this is communication from one father to the next father. This was communication from God's heart to Abraham's heart. In other words, if you really want to know what's close to God's heart, listen up. Righteousness and justice. In fact, listen to the Psalms. Psalm 89. Righteousness and justice are his foundation of thy throne. These things are so important. that he's distilled them to two words, two concepts that he wanted to pass on. That's how important they are. They went from one father's heart to the next. And this was the way Abraham was to instruct his children. Friends, I started out this sermon by talking about the big bad wolf. And the first pig, you know, he built his house out of straw. And we all know straw, this is flimsy. This isn't going to withstand anything. The next thing that we found out was the second pig built his house out of wood, out of sticks. And this didn't withstand anything either. But that last pig, see, he built his house out of bricks, out of rock. And the big bad wolf couldn't blow it down. And I'm here to tell you that the big bad wolf is only getting bigger, and he's getting badder. And guess who he has a target out for? Your children. The title of the sermon was, Why Go to Church? We haven't even addressed that yet. But I'll just tell it to you in a very simple way. Why go to church? Because isn't it great to do this in a group? It's hard to do this on our own, isn't it? It's hard to raise our kids who we want to see them grow in righteousness and justice on our own. It's hard. But it's a lot easier to know that I can gather once a week with a group of people that do this together. We're in it together. So why go to church? Did you see the kids that were here today? That's why go to church. Friends, don't miss the opportunity to raise your kids with a group of people that are interested in righteousness and justice. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Precious Father, we give you thanks. Thank you for your word, Lord. And we do pray for the hearts of everyone that's here, anyone that's entrusted with children. Let us first realize the awesome responsibility we have to communicate what's important to you, and that is righteousness and justice. But also, Father, we acknowledge that this is tough. The world isn't interested in raising kids this way. The church is, though. So we pray for strong families, strong relationships, and that each week we build these bonds and we grow together. For we ask this in Christ's name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.